Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Northern Transmissions. I recently had the joy, pardon the pun, of sitting down with the Montreal band No Joy before their show at the Rickshaw Theatre in Vancouver. I think you'll really enjoy our conversation. Okay, before we get rolling, let's hear a song from No Joy. This is You Girls Smoke Cigarettes off their 2010 album, Ghost Blonde. Hi there. Welcome back to Northern Transmissions. I decided to do something a little different here with the encouragement of my my great producer engineer Andy Kallstrom. We decided to start the interview where it actually ended, so No Joy could clear up some misconceptions about the band.
People on the internet.
We live in Montreal.
We live in Montreal,
both of us.
You're never going to see the lyrics for any of the songs? Has that stopped emailing?
Yeah, you're never gonna you'll never get the lyrics. And, I don't even know the lyrics.
And,
Gluz is spelled G-L-U-Z.
There's no T.
There's no T.
There's no T. It's cool that it's Glutz, but that's not my name.
Yeah.
And
what else?
Laura. Interesting. Jasmine is spelled, sorry
yeah.
to interrupt.
No, no, yeah, two A's.
Jasmine.
Hippie parents.
Cool.
Even though, we all sing... Laura Lloyd's not the lead singer.
I'm not the lead singer. Laura Lloyd is not the lead singer.
But we all sing. But I know we all look the same, so it's okay.
And we're four people and not two.
Yeah.
Right. It would be...
It'd be hard.
To pull that sound off live,
yeah.
right?
And nobody wants to hear me play drums.
And
so.
We're not Chillwave. Yeah. I don't know why someone would say that. We're not in the least big
ambient
or electronic.
I think I know two Chillwave bands.
And we're not them.
No.
Yeah, your sound is like neon indie, no. right? It's the same show wave, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't sound like Small Black.
No.
Small Black, right?
Or Washed Out.
Yeah.
No, we don't sound like Chill Wave.
No.
Well, so if you say that,
you don't know what Chill Wave is.
Journalist.
And,
that's about it.
Yeah.
Here's a bit more of my conversation with No Joy, talking about the origins of the band.
That story got kind of convoluted. It's basically when we started the project, I had left Montreal and went to LA just because the winter sucks, as you know.
Oh.
And so I was just going to get some sun during the winter months, like a snowbird, like a 78-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
And she was still in Montreal, and we just decided to start writing songs over that period. And so at the time, I didn't know if I was going to come back or if I was going to stay there. So that's why originally the band was, some people think the band is from LA because we started while I was there, but we're both from Montreal.
Okay, cool. I wasn't, you know what, I wasn't, because that's what it says in all the press.
Yeah, yeah, LA. I know, I know.
Because people hear one thing and then, like, every journalist will ask the exact same question.
Yeah.
And that's when they write it in other articles. So it's like,
does everyone ask the same question?
Oh, everybody.
I feel I haven't done my work.
No.
I'm just saying, but that's just the cycle for everything.
Yeah, like,
you read that somewhere, they want to ask you about it, even though it's written everywhere.
Yeah.
Totally. It's a good story, though. Okay, you guys are a fairly new band. Are you guys, does it surprise you and exciting how fast things have started to happen for you guys?
We haven't really had time to think about it.
We get to ask that sometimes, but I don't actually have any concept of what's going on, so to me it's just the same as we were before, except now we tour more.
I mean, well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you have this, like, the CMJ and the South by Southwest, and, you know, you've got major league booking agents.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Like, a lot of bands would kill, like, older bands would kill to have that backing. Is it?
Sure, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
cool that people want to work with us, but in terms of what we're actually doing, it's really hard to gauge if people actually know who we are or if it's all just just we have people working for us. It's impossible to tell. We don't know.
It's to have those guys, but to have guys like that in your corners, it's a pretty amazing thing.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, people do know who we are.
Okay, I have no idea.
But are you excited about doing, like, South by Southwest and any bands that you look forward to seeing?
The thing is, we're going to South by right after, like, on this tour. We're not going home. We're doing this tour, and then we're doing a UK tour, Surf for Blood, and then we go right to South by. So I'm just more exhausted. I'm, like, thinking about, like, okay, how many days, like, how many hours sleep am I going to get every night? More. So even if there's a band I really want to see, I probably will go to sleep.
I don't think we'll be seeing anybody.
No.
And except for the bands we play with.
Yeah. The Bangles are playing.
Are they really? See, I don't even know.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look.
After our CMJ experience, I don't think we're going to make the effort to, like, party that much and go to see live. Like, if I have a choice not to see live music, I will opt not to see man. After being at a show every day for 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep is good.
Yeah.
Sleep will be nice. Length.
Yeah.
Okay, less chit-chat and more rock and roll. Here's the song Maggie Says I Love You from No Joy. Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying my interview with No Joy. Next, I couldn't help but ask about their fellow hometowners, the Arcade Fire.
How about the Arcade Fire winning the Grammy?
That was kind of retarded. We were...
That's insane.
What's insane to me is that just like that they're still on an indie label and they won...
Merge?
Yeah. You know, it's cool. That's and it, you know, being from Montreal is one thing. Celine's won some best record of the years, I'm sure. But like the fact that they're still on an indie label to me and they won such a, I guess, quote unquote prestigious award is kind of cool.
I mean, it gives a lot of hope to young, band, like independent. I mean, the Arcade Fire, despite people are, obviously there'll be a backlash against them. You know, it's probably started already because they won, but they're still their songs are really.
Yeah, it's hard. I think being from Montreal, it's especially hard just because the Arcade Fire is the example of the band that like broke from our scene. So even when Funeral came out and they were playing to like I don't know what size rooms, but even when that record came out, everybody in Montreal was like, "Oh, Arcade Fire is like." You know, a big deal from here. So now that they're like on Billboard and winning Grammys, it's sort of surreal because I think they played around so much when they were starting out that everybody's sort of seen them in a really small environment. So now to think that they sell out two Madison Square Gardens is like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, going away.
Here's the band talking about working with Rose Wagner from the Ravenettes on Ghost Blonde.
We recorded our record ourselves, so in our practice space.
We had to get a professional to do something on the record.
It was a little messy. We didn't really know what we were doing.
We just kind of reached out to him, and he was on the exact same page. And he really liked it, I guess. And we were listening to the same music at the time. He knew exactly what we wanted without us telling him, so it was an obvious choice.
That's great. Yeah. The record sounds really good.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Kudos to him.
Yeah, he did some crazy stuff. He didn't half-ass it. He put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
So he really cared, which is cool.
Next, we talked about their songwriting process.
It's usually one of us has, like, a guitar riff or something, and for this record anyway, it was all kind of written in while we were recording them, so it was
every idea
kind of like a stream of consciousness writing. Lyrics are really not a primary thing with this band. I personally don't really like knowing the lyrics. I don't like music like that where I'm just like I can sing along and like know there's a particular story, so the lyrics are always buried and sort of like the very last thing to go on to any song. For me, the focus is always the guitar parts, so we always start with that. We usually make that the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Hawaii, the single off the Ghost Blonde album, which matter-of-factly has a very interesting video, which we discussed a little bit.
It was made here.
Yeah, it was made with a collective who, I wish they could come to the show, they can't, but a collective called Salzar out of Vancouver. And partially because of what we discussed before with the fact that videos don't get played anyway, we just wanted to do something that, like, boobs, who cares? Like, you know, had no limits to what it could do, so we met up with Salazar and told them kind of what we wanted to do, and they completely did from A to Z, the casting, location, editing, everything like that, and phone's
that
ringing.
Weird phone.
Uh-oh, say, is it?
It's a red button.
That's an odd, that's like a 1970s special. That's
I'm scared of it. If you answer it, something's going to blow up.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it.
So basically the video, you guys had a storyline already? You came up with a storyline and
It was a collaborative effort.
Yeah, it was like a loose
We had a lot of ideas, yeah. And we shot them at them, and they took our ideas and made it into that.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's a really cool, it's pretty unique video.
Thank you. We're really happy with it.
Well done.
Salazar is awesome. They did a great job.
I really enjoy the artwork on both albums. Ghost Blonde is great, but who did the No Summer? How did you guys get hooked up with that?
That's an old friend of mine from Montreal, well, from Toronto originally, just Sean Curinaru, and I always really liked his drawings. He does everything in ballpoint pen. So I just approached him. We didn't really have any money, so we went to someone we knew, and he drew it for us and then did watercolors and...
Oh, he does it in ballpoint pen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's working in New York now, and he has a lot of stuff going on over there. But
he did the artwork. Like, for Ghost Blonde, we have like photo and artwork. He did the artwork side of that as well. And a photographer named Gordy Ball from Montreal, I guess, or New York now. I don't know where he is. But anyway, he's also another friend of ours who we took the photo from.
And how did you come up with the band name?
I don't know. It just came up.
Yeah, this is a... We don't have a good answer for this because there is no real story. It was just like...
We needed a name, and it was just... We were just throwing around a bunch of ideas, and that's the one that stuck.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty cool band name. Do you know what that symbol? Did anyone tell you what
it's a military term
for I've been unsuccessful.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's kind of how we were feeling at
they
the
might
time.
Have been like...
We were like, we suck.
We're bad at this.
I hate my life. Oh, winter sucks.
Yeah.
But that came after the fact.
Yeah.
No, it's a good name. And,
thank you. No Age is better, though. No Age is a better name and a better band. But that's usually the one we get mixed up with.
And also there's another band. Who's the other band from The Strokes? He's got a band, Joy.
Little Joy.
Little Joy. Yeah. That's another one.
Okay. Yeah. And there's also the Joy.
Joy from Formidable.
Oh, and then Joy there's from England.
And then the Band of Joy. Which
Band of Joy. And also, I just saw a poster of Fifi Dobson's new record. It's called Joy.
And the new Vivian Girls record is called Share the Joy.
Joy's the new Fox and the new Wolf and the new...
Twin?
Crystal and the new Twin.
And Bear?
Bear, yeah.
And the new Bear.
There you go.
Joy is the new everything. Joy's the new black.
You guys are trendsetters. Except for Joy Division might have been.
Yeah, whatever.
Who? Joy who?
I've never heard of them.
Exactly.
Joy Division? I've never heard of them.
Division de Joie.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. Thank you to No Joy for doing it. And thank you to producer extraordinaire Andrew Kallstrom. And we're going to close this out with the self-titled track, Ghost Blonde.